Turning the clock back on November 7, the day that the Melbourne Cup was run for the very first time in 1861. Despite the popular story, it's been revealed that the winner, Archer, didn't walk all the way to Flemington.
He caught a boat from Sydney down to Melbourne Cup, and it's in the papers of the time that he arrived on the boat. I'm not sure who started the legend, but it's a great legend. It's a great story that he walked from Nowra all the way down to Melbourne.
And the memorable 60s movie that featured some of the greatest comedians at the time, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, premiered on this day in 1963.
There's only one way to figure it, and that is every man for himself.
And so begins the maddest, wildest, zaniest chase ever filmed.
November 7 birthdays, folk legend Joni Mitchell is 75 today. Did you know that her real name is Roberta Anderson? Joni had three top 20 hits in Australia, starting with Big Yellow Taxi in 1970.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It'd be paradise, put up a parking lot.
Christopher Knight is 61 today. He works in the computer industry these days and makes the odd TV appearance, but a long time ago he was Peter on the Brady Bunch.
I feel just fine. I've never felt better in my whole short life.
Yeah, well, we didn't ask you how you felt, Peter.
One of our most promising tennis talents of all time, Mark Philippoussis, is 42 today, known for that powerhouse serve. He came runner-up at both the US Open and Wimbledon.
He's done it, and the man they call the Scud leads by two sets to love.
And another Aussie sporting great who set an amazing pace, former Test fast bowler Brett Lee, is also 42.
Yeah, look at that. Wow, just missing off stump, and Fleming had no idea. That was quick.
The Aussies certainly could use him at the moment, couldn't they? There's some of the things we're celebrating on November 7.